listening to Fox Sports Radio.
On a day in which leagues are trying to scramble to figure out what is their season going to look like, if they're going to have a season, the NFL is released and the MVP odds are out in favor of Patrick Mahomes. What is the Vegas lead here on a Tuesday?
Yeah, these MVPs are fascinating. We'll hit that on the next segment. But to me, it's late breaking news. California has extended the stay-at-home order, and it's expected by all accounts to be till August 1. So it's May, June, July. And the question is, how does this fit with the NBA, with baseball, with the NFL?
Yeah, and that came out, and that was a report that came out, the LA Times reporting that California most likely would extend the stay-at-home order another 3 months. So to your point, that would push us to August, and then becomes the conversation of, is that it? Is there anything beyond that point? But nonetheless, you've got sports leagues, you've got teams in the state of California that would need to find ulterior plans if there's no ability to put on an event based on these restrictions.
Yeah, so the first thing I think is we accept the fact, wherever you are on the political spectrum, this has shaped up in a way to be a left versus right, progressive versus conservative type discussion. With on the left slash progressive side, the belief is science. He blinded me. No, science. And that's a pretty good movie. You ever see Weird Science?
I've seen parts of it.
Oh, my God.
Too long ago. I remember the music video.
Every damn night on the telephone? But one of the great lines. But it is a belief. And, you know, if you read the macro stuff, it's really been a multiple decade, I think, move towards secular, you know, so not religious, not mystical, and almost a belief in science, like it's a deity, like it's something above. And in a way, when the science is correct, something like gravity, and we know if you drop an apple, it's going to plop on someone's head. And it's like, it is like a deity, and that these are the rules of the universe, of physics. Now, where I think a lot of people dispute the science side is to say we act as if science is perfect, or we got all the right answers. And when we do have the answers, they are true. They are immutable. But oftentimes, we don't have the answers. And to me, when I hear science, and it's the whole, it's almost like the analytics debate. It's, there's the math guys, and if you're not a math guy, you don't want it to be the God, right? But to me, what I think, the way I look at it is, as a math guy who's not obsessed with it, is if it's right, it's true, obviously, but otherwise it's the best guess. So of all the guesses I could have about COVID-19, I'm probably going to assume that the scientific consensus is the best guess. And the probability is it's correct. But you know what? It's very possible it's not correct. So I'll give you an example. Here's a lottery tip you never hear, and it's such a good tip. All right, I'll just throw it in as a bonus. I'm RJ Bo, straight out of Vegas. I'd never, ever pick a lottery number, if you can avoid it, that is below 31. And here's why. A lot of people pick their lottery numbers based upon birthdays. So if someone was born December 31st, well, they're going to use 1231, 12 and 31 somewhere in there. By picking numbers higher than that, if you win, the odds of someone else winning and you having to split the money goes way down. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Thus, your expectation, your mathematical probability of winning more money goes up by that approach. But you know what? No one listening is probably ever going to win the lottery. So it's a fun theory, and it does help your odds, but it doesn't mean it's right. Meaning right as in you're not going to win necessarily. So even if science is the best estimate, it's not always right. So that seems to be the heart of the debate always with science. On one hand, whenever it's wrong, the non-science people will say, see, you used to say, don't eat cholesterol or eat more fat or less fat or whatever it is. But if you just frame it as it's the best guess, both parties can easily agree, except they don't get what they want, because some on the left do want the science to be like a god, and on the right, they want oftentimes, not always, the science not to matter at all. They want their feelings to matter, you know, their old school instincts. Ah, it's all crap, right? If it's right, it's right. If it's not right, if it's not certainly right, it's a guess. So as we double back to this COVID-19, what we've seen was a lot of people in the flyover states, as it's called, are saying, huh, I don't know anyone really sick. One guy got it, but he's better now. What the heck? Why is the country shut down, right? On the other hand, you got people looking through the data and saying, projection is 170,000 this or that. And they're just talking past each other. And what I think is happening, Jonas, and you can tell me, is NBA seems to be sitting there saying, well, we've got to have all these tests, and we got to have this, and we got to have that. And they're thinking about it in a very scientific way, except they're frozen, meaning that time is passed. They don't seem to have the answers because the answers aren't there. Whereas with football, they're saying, hey, we're going to forge ahead till we can't. And that seems to be working better, at least so far. What do you think?
It looks like the NBA has no counterpunch. Like, they have no response to what's happening. And look, there's a lot of people that haven't had responses, but it feels like the NFL, it feels like Major League Baseball, it feels like some of these other sports leagues, the UFC, are at least trying to come up with what you could potentially do amidst all this and make the best out of a situation. And I know that Chris Haynes of Yahoo had a story that went out a short time ago, right before we went on the air, that said, you know, prominent players, LeBron, Giannis, Anthony Davis, Chris Paul, formed a sort of a front line on this and had a conversation on Monday night, I believe, and they are all in favor of resuming the season if, and this is the big if, you know, it properly can be done safety-wise and whatnot. So they're trying to get the narrative out there that we want to play, but still, that doesn't mean it's a guarantee that they're going to continue a season.
Here's the trick. Whenever someone says something, assume the opposite, as in just hypothetically think, well, let's consider, is the opposite viable? So could you imagine Chris Paul coming out and saying, you know, if it's safe, we're still not sure we want to play?
No.
So in a way, they're saying nothing.
Right.
Right. Is they're saying, what is the definition of safe? Which we talked about this yesterday, and I think it bears the spotlight again, which is, if we knew for sure that 7 NFL players were going to get COVID-19 throughout this season, should and would, and I'm asking you, the NFL proceed?
If 7 players got coronavirus?
Yeah, if we knew, if we could sit here with hindsight and we got a message in a bottle from the future and it said, 2020 season, NFL plays the whole season, there will be 7 cases of COVID-19. Would the NFL proceed? Should they proceed?
100%, and they should.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you believe that, and I tend to agree with you, and the reason I agree is by all accounts that I can gather, and again, anyone's knowledge on this is limited because you can't read everything, and we're not sure yet who's exactly right when there's disagreement. And back to the whole debate with science. Anyone who wants science to be like a god, then you got to ask yourself, well, boy, people were laughing at the mask stuff. Oh, you don't think the microbes are getting through your little plastic mask? This isn't paint, keeping paint off your face. There was a lot of talk like that. And now all of a sudden masks are pretty good, at least preventing the spread, right? And it does limit what, you know, you're right. If somehow someone sneezed right in your face, mask probably wouldn't help you. But if they sneeze 2 hours over, is there a chance that mask helps? Well, Fauci said yes. So now, would other doctors disagree with him? Perhaps. That's the point, right? If you treat it like a god, it's going to be easy to debunk science. But if you treat it as the best guess, that starts to make sense. It's like a pro better, Fezzik, me, whatever. I've won. You know, if you look at our NFL, this is just objectively true. The biggest contest in the world, the $5,000 Super Contest Gold. We've played it the last 2 years. It's the 2 years it's been in existence, me and Fez. And we've had the 5th best record over 2 years of anyone on the planet. I'm very proud of that. But you know what we hit? It's like 57, 58%. We're wrong over 40% of the time. but we're about as good as you get. That seems paradoxical, but it you got to ask yourself, what's a coin flip? What's a winning batter? Where are you? Well, in science, if it's supposed to be right 100% of the time, you've already lost. It's not going to be. Is it the best guess? And if so, you should use it, but not worship it. And I'm repeating myself because it's such a key point. If you listen to the people on the left and ask yourself, are they worshiping? Are they even a Mark Cuban, we're going to let the science dictate. Okay, so what you're saying is we're going to let the best guess dictate, which kind of makes sense. But you don't want it to seem like there's some message in the sky in all red letters. And if you go against it, you're going against that message. And a lot of the times, even that best guess isn't clear because scientists disagree.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So, RJ, we are awaiting word on the counter offer from the Major League Baseball Players Association. We talked about it yesterday. The owners gave the players a proposal. There was sort of some resistance to it from the union head, which is Tony Clark, the former player, now the union chief of the Major League Baseball Players Association, but still waiting to see if or when a season could start back up.
Wasn't there a Tony Clark that was called Tony the Hitman Clark?
I don't know. I don't know. How
do you get a nickname like the Hitman? That sounds like a good nickname.
It's like Bret Hart.
That and T-Bone.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. I wasn't too worried about this yesterday because my thought was this. If the union and baseball are directionally in agreement that we want to fight hard for the season. And remember now, baseball, the season is, the question is, do they play half the games or do they play none? With the NBA, they already were far past the half. So that money was already banked. So in a way, the stakes are even higher for baseball as they will be for the upcoming NFL season. I think the fact that both the players and the union and the owners are directionally in agreement that we are going to prioritize the season and work really hard to make it happen is very encouraging. I think the fact that the owners and the players have agreed to the point of having a formal proposal, not wringing their hands, not having a bunch of blue ribbon commissions, but rather an actual tangible proposal is a good thing. And then the fact they're disagreeing about the money felt like a lesser thing, because if it's 52-48 or 48-52 or 50-50, whatever the split is, in the scheme of things as a fan, I don't care. Right? And none of the fans do, really. The fans don't want the owners to exploit the players, and after that, they're fine. Right? I mean, how many fans, Jonas, do you know that are saying, man, when they went from 48 to 50, I just can't watch it anymore.
Right.
I mean, we just don't want it to be a personal affront to our lives, right? We don't want it to be that we're going in, and again, I'm not speaking for myself, but, you know, my dad was a coal miner, right? You don't go into the coal mines and come out with, you know, coughing up the black dust and thinking that player doesn't want to play because he might get the flu if this guy believes that it's just the flu. A lot of people are going to say, well, it's worse. Okay, fine. But it's what the people believe, true or not really, that they're driven by, right? You never know what you are wrong about, because if you knew you were wrong, you wouldn't think it. So you don't know what you don't know. No one knows what they don't know.
Right.
Right. So whenever people actually believe what they believe, it's like, you know, people get mad at them. They say you can get mad at people if you think they're stupid, but I'm not sure where that goes. So I don't think fans want to be offended by the life of the players or offended by the lives of the owners. Other than that, I don't think they care. And to me, baseball better realize the stakes, because this is the sport that's trended down the most of the major ones. And let's call it baseball, football, and basketball. If you say from 1990 till today, what's happened with the NFL? It's an up arrow.
Yeah.
Same thing with NBA. As much as Jordan and his glory, at this point, the NBA is a better business. The players are making more by a vast amount. And the owners have an asset, the team, that's worth more than 1990 and even beyond inflation, right?
Yeah.
Baseball, maybe the financials are fine because, and I don't have deep knowledge on this, but my understanding is that these local TV deals, Jonas, are so, because people are so content hungry, that they're making so much money there that actually the business side of baseball is better, though the amount of fan interest maybe isn't.
Yeah, locally, numbers are huge, depending on what the market
is. The dollars and cents.
Yeah, right. So maybe on a national scale, it doesn't resonate as much. But to the local markets, you can watch your teams, you know, and watch games every single day. I know AM 570 LA Sports, you know, our flagship at Fox Sports Radio, they air all the Dodger games. They're the station of the LA Dodgers. It's huge. It's huge business for them and everybody involved.
You know, I think it'd be so smart if Petros and Money started an hour later. Yeah, just a feeling. I don't know. You know, so actually that Money dude, I saw him on the NFL Network.
Very talented.
He knows his NFL.
Yeah, he's very talented.
Yeah, we might have him on the show at different points this year. So we've had a little back and forth, but he knows his stuff. And he also has a little snark to him.
Yeah.
I like a guy with some edge because you got to have some edge about something, right?
Exactly.
If you're nice about everything, I don't trust it. Maybe
exactly.
That's just me, but
yeah.
RJ Bo straight out of Vegas.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
So, RJ, the rumors of Tom Brady's departure and the reasons behind it continued this weekend with a report from Gary Myers, an NFL reporter, saying that there was an icy relationship between him and Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator there.
Yes, and we'll go over this story and then MVP odds next. To me, this feels like something that the reporter could have the sources that he claims to have, and I have no reason to think otherwise, and it still be the wrong impression. Because think about your own life, and think about if someone just took snapshots of it. So I was on a tech call, as we call it, a technology call with my tech. You know, we got a team at pregame.com of techs, three of them, and the conversation, you know, it, sometimes those calls go 3 hours. You know, someone has to go to the restroom. Someone else starts talking about football or politics or whatever. If you would just take little 20-second snapshots, you could paint someone to be the nicest guy ever or an evil type dude. Literally the same person. And I don't think I've ever met anyone that if you recorded every second of what they said, that you couldn't tell each story, right?
Yeah.
And to me, it's very possible. Just like we saw him screaming on the sidelines that time, and that's what we remember, that plus some harsh words plus whatever could be painted as these guys were contentious. On the other hand, there's probably things that aren't as public that, like, these guys are brothers. And here's what makes me think there's nothing really to this story, that this wouldn't be the reason he'd leave, is Brady wrote the following quote on Instagram. 19 years together and brothers for life. You don't say that if that story is true. Meaning,
right.
If that's the reason you left, it's not your brother for life. You can say we never had problems. But let me ask you, Jonas, and I know people can lie, but I don't think people want to lie. And Brady would be being so disingenuous if he left because of McDaniels and then say that. I don't believe he's that disingenuous.
No, and also there was a lot of reports that he didn't have a great relationship with Bill Belichick. I don't recall him ever taking to Instagram to shoot those reports down. The fact that he did this as quickly as he did leads me to believe that it's not true.
Though I think if you look at the transcript of the Howard Stern interview, he said a lot of things about Belichick that was heartfelt too.
Yeah.
So speaking of Brady, watch this segue. MVP odds, Brady's not a favorite, Jonas.
Yeah, and it's Patrick Mahomes who's actually the favorite. Lamar Jackson, number two with the new MVP odds that are out.
And tomorrow, Fezzik's in, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, just like a chess workout. And what we'll do is go through these odds in even more detail as we finish the show here. What I am interested in is how young these guys are. The first favorite, 3 years in the league, Mahomes, only played the two. And Jackson, third year in the league coming up, you know, played 1.5. And if you look in the history of the NFL, and here comes a name for you, Jim Brown, who won the MVP at 21 and 22, is the only guy younger than Mahomes and Lamar Jackson to win it. So if you get a second win from either of the favorites, you're literally going back to Jim Brown. That's a guy so young, a player so young, would have two MVPs. The third favorite, Russell Wilson, who, by the way, has never received an MVP vote ever. And Prescott is the fourth favorite. Brady, the fifth favorite. So, again, Mahomes, Jackson, Wilson, Prescott, Brady. And we'll break down because history says, and if you look specifically at Jackson, he was over 100-1 entering last season. So there's history to tell us long shots can be the way to go. So we'll give you a handicap on the MVP tomorrow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.